This week we're going to be working with unplugging from the lower morphogenic fields that exist on the planet Earth in the lower 3D. So, first of all, what does that mean? Think of a morphogenic field as a particular range of resonance, like a program that is coded with certain belief. So if one plugs in to that field, that means one is limited by the resonance range, by the parameters of belief that this field is made of. Like if somebody believes that, let's say, global warming is not happening, even though we can see that weather is changing, if we can see that there's all sorts of climate change going on, but let's say somebody believes it's not happening. There is a morphogenic field that says this is not a reality. Anybody who plugs into that field sort of have this filter on their perception that says, oh, this is the reality, not what's actually going on, but now I'm looking at reality through the filter that this field provides me with. There are positive morphogenic fields that are supporting of connectedness, of love, of compassion, of all sorts of beneficial systems that we can utilize as human beings. And the higher 3D Earth is filled with those energies. That's what we're building and amplifying on the planet Earth right now. But the planet with the human beings the way that they are for many, 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 many thousands of years, 26,000 years to be exact, has been plagued with the lower morphogenic fields of hatred, of tribal warfare, of separation, of me versus you kind of mentality, of selfishness, and all sorts of beliefs that are not harmonious and not part of the bigger picture of the universe. They are sort of sub-programs that are mutations on the holographically balanced and harmonious fractal of this universe. So, what we are going to do this week as individuals is working with each one of our own sort of connections to those fields and cleaning them up so that we can go on our own journey of whatever it is that we're doing this lifetime in our awakening. Everybody's journey is a little bit different, but pretty much we're moving up along the ascension stairway into the next level of enlightenment, which is different depending on the individual, but that's what we're doing. So as we're doing that, we want to be able to deal with our own stuff, our own negative beliefs, karmic patterns, genetic issues, whatever. But we don't have to be dragging along all sorts of morphogenic fields that hundreds of thousands of people plug into. That is slowing down our progress and it's not helping those fields because we're actually feeding the energy into a negative field when we are plugged into it. So we want to make sure that we take our energy away from the negative fields. Instead, contribute to the positive fields. This is how we help the planet evolve, overall humanity evolve, and ourselves obviously make our journey somewhat easier. All right. So, are you ready? Alright, so tune into your personality. Call yourself by name. This is you in this lifetime. This is who you are. How do you feel about yourself? Feel your energy field. Feel your egg shape. Feel your body, your physical shape, body, inside the big egg. And notice how you feel about yourself. Do you like yourself? Do you see yourself as this wonderful, precious being on a spiritual journey? Or as a hot mess that is stuck or confused or lost or whatever else? Notice where those assumptions about you come from. What is the origin? Tune in for a moment. Whatever showed up as an answer to that question before, do I like myself? How do I see myself? Where is the origin of those views? You can look inside this lifetime. Could it be your parents? Could it be some teacher in school? Could it be tribal system of your family? Could it be perhaps something that's just socially normal and you don't fit in to that social norm? Or normal within a particular group of people? Maybe different religion? Maybe a different group of co-workers? Find where that origin is. Feel the threads of energy going away from you to those people or places or events that have shaped your perception of yourself. Many, many threads going away from you out into space. Some of those people might not even be alive anymore. This doesn't matter. It's more of a connection to an image of a person or whatever they imprinted you with than an actual individual. Now, look into the ends of those threads that are inside your system. Do they have hooks on them? Do they look like they are sort of stuck in your field, in your body? Do they kind of grab you? Those particular energy attachments, hooks, those are the components that create the resonance with the negative morphogenic fields that that were the origin, let's just say, of the beliefs that the people from whom you got the imprint were connected to. So let's say if your parent or teacher or coworker or whoever was connected to a particular field, because of whatever reasons they had, that limited their perception. They then projected that onto you, and for whatever reason, karmic or personal lesson or an issue or your own filter, you have accepted that, which then hooks in to your field. As soon as the hook is established, which could be when we're little children, which could be later on in life, doesn't matter. Could happen anytime throughout a lifetime. But once that occurs, then this particular hook is now resonating you with the morphogenic field that is the same limitation that that person was limited by. So, what we want to do here is tune into your system again and make yourself very bright. Go for the brightest, strongest white light that you can envision, that you can master within your system. Just super bright. Like this enormously bright flash that your whole field just goes boom. Okay, now retune to those little spots, those hooks within your system. What happened to them? Notice how a lot of them disappeared. They got transmuted or just erased from existence. Because you chose to be the individual that is related to God's source, which is where pure white light comes from. So let's do that again. Tune in to that highest frequency you can master, pure white light. You can bring it into your vertical tube if you'd like, and from there just boom, shine it throughout your whole field. You can do it like a flash, and the next flash, and the next flash. Or you can just hold it within your field, as long as you can. The entire egg shape of your field. Take a breath in that beautiful white light. Okay, now return to yourself. Go back to your personality. Call yourself by name. This is you in this lifetime. Do you like yourself? How do you feel about yourself? How do you see yourself now? That does not mean that everything suddenly is absolutely perfect and harmonious and wonderful, but it does mean that whatever issues you have now in your field are your own. They are not anymore manipulated or controlled by external limiting ranges of lower morphogenic fields. They are now your own issues. And our own we can always work with, right? Because we never get more than we can handle because we are the ones who create our own lifetime story. So this is how we unplug from the lower morphogenic fields of the planet Earth and instead carry our own energy in with self-responsibility, work on our own issues.